I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 24th. Quincy police were searching for a homeless man who was reported missing, 50-year-old David Brendan Jenkins Jr. Reportedly suffers from alcoholism and depression and is known to stay in wooded areas. Jenkins was reported missing yesterday. He's described as a white male, about 5'10", 135 pounds, with sandy eyes and brown hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact Quincy police. Bradley Rhine, the man accused of crashing into the Hingham Apple store in November, is set to be arraigned on upgraded charges today. On November 21st of last year, the 53-year-old drove his car into the store after he says his foot got stuck on the gas pedal. The crash resulted in the death of 65-year-old Kevin Bradley of New Jersey and injuries to 20 others. Rhine was initially charged with reckless homicide, but was indicted by a grand jury last month on 24 charges, including second-degree murder and 22 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon. He is set to be arraigned at the Plymouth County Superior Court in Brockton. A pedestrian was seriously injured after they were struck by a vehicle last night in Dorchester. Happened after 9:30 p.m. on Gallivan Boulevard at Dorchester Avenue. State police say the person, who has not been identified, suffered life-threatening injuries. The driver remained on scene. The crash is under investigation. A Randolph man was killed in a crash involving a tractor trailer early Saturday morning on Route 24 in Avon, just before 2:30 a.m. State police say a 2020 Toyota Camry rear-ended the tractor trailer, then went into the median and caught fire. The tractor trailer also went off the road and struck a guardrail. The Camry's driver, 30-year-old Richard Maurice, was pulled from the car before it became engulfed in flames. He was taken to Good Samaritan Hospital in Brockton, then pronounced dead. Driver of the tractor trailer suffered minor injuries. Cause of the crash is under investigation. The Coast Guard suspended the search for a missing fisherman Friday, a day after crews recovered the bodies of three of his friends. The four fishermen were last seen Wednesday in Hampton, New Hampshire, where they left to go fishing off Jeffrey's Ledge, which is about 50 miles offshore. Many fishermen said conditions were rough. Their overturned boat was found Thursday afternoon off the coast of Rockport. The bodies were found shortly after. Coast Guard identified the three found as 38-year-old Zha Fu Zheng of Quincy, 43-year-old Daxo Lin of Quincy, and 42-year-old Jamie Liu of Litchfield, New Hampshire. Ben Michael Kai remains missing. Commercial lobsterman Randy Capellini urged recreational fishermen to be careful and take precautions when going out on the water this time of year. Commercial fishermen recommend paying very close attention to the weather and having safety devices on board, including a marine radio. A woman accused of hitting her boyfriend, a Boston police officer, with her car and leaving him to die in the snow in Canton, appeared in court last Thursday to present a new theory to clear her name. Karen Reed's attorneys argued there was a large-scale cover-up between local and state police investigating the death of Officer John O'Keefe in January. They were drinking with friends the night O'Keefe died. His body was found in front of the home of a fellow Boston police officer where an after-party was being held. Reed, a 42-year-old from Mansfield, faces second-degree murder and other charges for allegedly backing her SUV into O'Keefe as she dropped him off in late January. Prosecutors have previously said the couple had been arguing before O'Keefe's death. But the defense presented new evidence Thursday in saying that O'Keefe's injuries indicate he was severely beaten. The paperwork says the homeowner had ties with Canton and state police, the agencies that conducted the death investigation, and alleged collusion between them. Reed's team has previously alleged that the state police officer who took over the case is close to the owners of the property, and that investigators doctored Reed's black Lexus SUV. One of Reed's attorneys is Alan Jackson, a celebrity attorney out of Los Angeles, who represented actor Kevin Spacey in his legal troubles on Nantucket back in 2019. O'Keefe was a 16-year veteran of the Boston Police Department and not on duty at the time of his death. Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey further reshaping the leadership at the under-fire MBTA on Friday, replacing three members of the agency's board of directors and bringing a former T chief back into the fold, less than 2 weeks after her hand-picked general manager started his tenure, Healey announced action to remove a trio of T overseers installed by former Governor Baker and name former MBTA general manager Thomas Glynn, former Senator Thomas McGee, and commercial banker Eric Goodwine in their place. The shakeup marks a return to the T for Glynn, a longtime transportation leader in Massachusetts, who served as general manager of the agency under former Governor Michael Dukakis. He will serve as the board's new chair, replacing Betsy Taylor. Healey's appointment jettisoned Taylor, who had helmed the latest iteration of the MBTA Management and Oversight Board since its inception in 2021, as well as fellow Baker appointee Scott Darling and Mary Beth Mello. In a statement, Healey thanked the group for their service and commitment to the community. Darling and Mello served coterminously with the governor. Taylor's term was set to run until October of 2024. She resigned on Friday. Healey reappointed the only other board member serving coterminously, Robert Butler, to remain on the panel. Members Shanda Smart and Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will continue their terms, as will Transportation Secretary Gina Fiandaca, who until Friday had been the only Healey pick on the panel. As a sizable portion of all the North Atlantic right whales left on Earth move through Massachusetts waters, the state is preparing to raise awareness for the endangered mammals. The first ever Massachusetts Right Whale Day is today. One of Charlie Baker's last acts before leaving office was to sign a bill officially designating that date as Right Whale Day. More than 100 individual whales have been spotted in Cape Cod Bay so far this year, according to the New England Aquarium. Experts estimate that only about 350 North Atlantic right whales still survive. The aquarium is planning a day of activities today designed to inform the public about the plight of the whales. At noontime today, lawmakers, community advocates, and New England Aquarium staff will speak to members of the media and the public about the efforts to save the right whales. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 22 points. The NASDAQ rose 12. The S&P added 3. Global stocks, Wall Street futures are both down. The dollar gained. The euro was up. Oil is $77 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat Atlanta 129-121. Take a 3-1 lead in their playoff series. Game 5 will be Tuesday at 7:30 at the Garden. Bruins beat the Panthers 6-2 in their playoff series. They are also leading 3-1. Game 5 will be at the Garden Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Red Sox beat Milwaukee 12-5. They're in Baltimore tonight at 6:35. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, scattered showers, high of 61. Tonight, damp, a low of 45. More scattered showers tomorrow, high 58. Cloudy on Wednesday with a high of 61. And more showers on Thursday with a high of 59. For the boater, waves about a foot. Northwest wind at 5 knots becomes easterly later today, and the high tide right before 3:30 this afternoon. Sunrise at 5:49, sets at 7:35. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, April 24th.